Peace and love, family. Back again at you with some more content, you know what I'm saying? Now we're going to talk about the false Israelites on YouTube, okay? You have a lot of channels on YouTube claiming to be Israelites, yeah? And these channels are interlinked with the Christian channels. They are all the same people, you understand that? These are the same Christians that have been in church. These are the same Edomites, black Edomites, that I showed you in the churches and the YouTube leaked my videos. Because it's the truth, okay? They run the churches, they run the Vatican, they run Rome, they run the whole entire system that you know of, okay? These people, they don't worship Mosai. You know that they worship something else. You got the Statue of Liberty, okay? It's a man in a drag, it's been exposed in my channel on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And this is their culture, yeah? To change sex and to be a man in a drag, a woman in a drag, and things like that, you know what I'm saying? This is not, you know, this does not come from the prophets and from the Mosaic. These are all the set of people that came in, took over, and are running the scripts. And they set up the scripts to run their own stories and their own agenda. Okay? Now, I've been breaking this now for a while, and I've got a lot of backlash, you know, from the people. Even the people that were listening to me before, they're still confused about what I believe and about concerning the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Concerning the word of Mosai. And I have been struggling to explain to you guys that as I have said, the stories that they put in the book are all fabricated, okay? They're not consistent, they're not real with the laws that Mosaic created. And such nation as the nation of Israel, as they conceived, will be in great transgressions, okay? If it was to be really real, to be the nation that, as you believe, they will be totally off the chart with the Mosaic. You understand that? This is why they cannot be and are not the people of the Mosaic by the names that they gave you, by the traditions that they gave you, the Sabbats that they gave you. Okay? They teach you things that are out against the Mosaic. Yeah, they teach you idolatry. They teach you that sacrifices. They teach you that Mosaic changed. They teach you that Mosaic sent men to save you. They teach you things that are, you ought not to learn. You understand that? Therefore, these people have been exposed on YouTube. They have been persecuting me. They have been targeting me. They have been threatening me. You know what I'm saying? Because we are not the same people. Okay? We don't stand by the same standards, by the same values that these other people are standing by. You understand that? So therefore, I let you know that the book of the so-called Bible that they teach you on YouTube and all these major camps on YouTube, big Israelite camps with millions of views, millions of subscribers, are nothing but fakes. You understand that? If you follow them, you're going to be destroyed and there will be no redemption for you. You understand that? They have their own agenda. And they are not about Mosai. They hate Mosai. They love their own gods. You understand that? They worship their own Sabbats. They worship their own Sabbat Satan worship. You understand that? You have to understand that these people are simulating that they are people of Mosai, but they are not. This is why they gave you the Bible. Okay? They wrote it. I've told you guys. I know it hurts you because many of you believe these stories too much. And now it's going to hurt you to understand that these stories were put together by these same people that do these evil things that you see out there, that run the world, you understand that? And that they don't give a damn about righteousness. That's the part of the book that you don't get. That's the part of the book that they don't want you to know, okay? They want you to believe these stories because these stories are about them, are about their traditions, and their idolatry, and their gods that they call upon. You understand that? I told you Mosaic has no names or whatsoever. Mosaic is not a man, okay? Mosaic was not born of a woman that he should be named. like a man. It's not going to fit in a vessel. They are hiding this knowledge from you. They are giving you gods of men to worship with names and all this stuff. Okay, and casting spells and teaching you other languages that you don't know, other talks that you don't know, trying to tell you that the truth is coming from this language that you don't even know. And stand up is a big witchcraft factory going on in Babylon, as the word of Mosiah itself tells you, okay? That Babylon, yeah, is a place of witchcraft and lies and deceit. And that your own salvation is Mosiah and Mosiah only. All our ancestors said that Mosiah and Mosiah only. Only Mosiah can save them. Nobody else. Understand that? And another thing I want you guys to understand, that concept of the Mosiah is not what we call the Mosiah. Understand that? They worship men made by men. They worship men. When they say the Mosiah, they're talking about the men. When they say Yahweh, they're talking about the men. When they say any names, Jesus, any name, they're talking about the men. Okay? That live on top of a mountain, Mount Sinai. You know what I'm saying? And the people live down here, and that man, yeah, that could well be Moses, comes down and gives them the laws. You understand how they see things? They're not seeing things like you are seeing things. When we say Mosiah, we're talking about both the heavens of heavens. Yeah, we're not talking on top of Mount Sinai. But the Canaanites, when they say Mosiah, they're talking about the Mount Sinai, where some guy is up there like Moses, and he comes down and he gives them the law, and then he goes up, and then they do as they please. But it's just a man thing, you know what I'm saying? And then they have this angel worshiping that is going on, that most of their books are based in angel worship, okay? When they say angelic, you're already talking about Nephilim, okay? Angelic worship of men and angels. They got ranks and all that. And Mosiah already told you that Mosiah is alone and there is no one with him. Understand that? So you know that these people, man, they've been lying to you the whole time, and that there is no truth in them. Understand that? All these big camps, I have told you, on YouTube, and you're gonna see them trying to convince you desperately, man. A lot of them, they have big congregations, they sit around debating, talking about all sorts of religion, talking about Islam, talking about Christianity, talking about Buddha, talking about all types of religion, and then they mix them all and claim that Mosiah is about them all. Understand that? These are the same people deceiving you. Yeah? This is why they're not going to... This truth I'm giving you here, man, you're not going to hear it anywhere in the world. Understand that? Only the children of Mosiah are going to tell you this, and I only know, like, two brothers that know this truth. Okay? Everybody else are running with the camps, are running with the idols, are running with the names. You understand that? So, we decided that we are only going to worship Mosiah, and we're going to push the law of Mosiah, and that's that. Until we see results, until the people repent, including the Nephilim people. They all should repent, because right now we're living the times like in the times of Noah. Seen everywhere, yeah, because they all worship other gods. They all do abomination. They all change sex. They all trying to push that as the new normal. Understand that? It's an abomination to the Mosiah. These are the laws of Mosiah that I told you that they are not about. They are about that tradition. Yeah? Of changing, of Easter, of changing sex, of calling upon Yah and all these other gods of Egypt, the golden calf, the money, the corporations. That's what they call it. That's what they worship. You understand that? When we bring you the righteousness of Mosiah, the righteousness of Mosiah is supposed to bring you everything that you're supposed to live with in the earth. is supposed to give you freedom, is supposed to give you land, is supposed to give you children, is supposed to give you a generation of righteous people, is supposed to make the earth flourish, is supposed to make the earth shine in glory. You understand that? Because the earth is supposed to be the kingdom of heaven. Understand that? It's the creation of the Most High itself. They lied to you. They told you that you need to die to go to heaven, and there you're going to be saved, there you're going to be in peace. It's all a lie that the Nephilim created. The Nephilim love idolatry and wars and depression and compression and abuse. This is why they're not going to tell you these truths that I'm telling you that are in the book. And these are the real truths that you are missing. Understand that? If you are a Christian, please stop worshiping idols. Okay, this is not about hate. This is about the righteousness of Mosiah. Okay, this is about people changing and becoming better, becoming the creation that they were supposed to be, to own the creation of Mosiah they're supposed to have. Because for as long as you continue doing the wrong thing, following the wrong gods, bowing to the wrong gods, you will be a slave. Your life will be short span and you will perish with, you know, with a lot of bad days because you have forsaken the law of Mosiah and followed the tradition, the religion of the Nephilim people that are running the show and gave you everything. Mosiah gave you intellect, Mosiah gave you righteousness. It's up to you to wake up, and it's up to you to get out of this train. Understand that? I love you all, guys. Keep the law, statutes, and commandments. You know what I'm saying? These are the truths that I cannot go on, man. I cannot go full speed on YouTube because my videos will get deleted. Understand that? They're not about that because this is the truth. When you speak about the truth of the Mosiah, yeah, nude and crude, they will delete you because they don't want that. They want the Nephilim tradition of books of the Bible that tells you a lot of stories about a lot of bullshit. It's all bullshit, people. Moon and stars worship. Host of heaven worship. You understand that? The same people that gave you the spinning ball and told you that you're living in a spinning ball and there's a space out there and you're spinning at over 1,000 miles per hour. And it's all BS, people. Yeah, this is all what they gave you to take you away from the Mosiah, to put you far away and locked out your soul so you never can find Mosiah with all these distractions and all these lies. You understand that? That's it, man. I love you all. Keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Okay? Peace to you all. And I love you all.